Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I am Saveri, and I'm here to inspire you and uplift you and share some perspective. I'm going to tell you what to do, but not everything is so important in your life as positively as possible. Because frankly, why would you want to? You want to dwell in negative beliefs. It's easy to find something wrong, and it's easy to be affected. Way dire, obviously. Being offended creates the same destructive energy that offended you in the first place. So transcend your humanness. Stay in this. So then I started getting inspired because I love that word transcendence. And I think a lot of people hear it and think it has a lot of different meanings, but I actually looked it up in the dictionary. And transcendence means existence or experience beyond the normal, or physical, excelling or going beyond usual. So transcendence means extending beyond the limits of ordinary experience. Ordinary is okay for some people, but it's just such a people. Why not experience as much as you can? And why not experience it as positive? And then I was doing my research and writing what I wanted to say, and then leave everything fell apart, which is kind of like how life is. You can be inspired, you can be the best. Try to be as positive as possible, which I'm all about here. There's love in this book as well. I talk about love, which is just like getting ready to do the show, life happens, and you just got to deal with it. The better prepared you are, the more self-awareness you have, the more meditating, or have gratitude, or think about these things, you feel like it's like a piece of share my perspective. Maybe change your a little bit. I always kind of want to tell you what to say. And I'm just trying to tell you I've been down the mountain. And it wasn't my doing. You know, life happens, stuff happens all the time. And it's simple and pleasant. It's not like I rehab or I live myself. If I'm with someone and they have some sort of energy, right? I guess I'm going to talk more about meditation. I really, literally read an article today about meditation. Can you be an off and on meditator? Which I was really into it for a while. And it changes your brain structure. It changes who you are. And then not in an scary, intimidating way. But you never meditated before. It's not. Show that relaxes you, helps you have the balance you need to respond to the okay thing that happened. So, you need to get out here and you stand in the room. It's trying to tell you what to do, and that's not what I'm about. Just telling you, I guess what I was saying was everything that happened to me, I don't like being, I wasn't like being. I was just a great child. Been down with a lot of crap. So it's not like I heard from the other side of my drug addiction. That's not what I'm sorry. I'm physically abused. I think maybe emotionally abused. I'm not a victim of that. I'm just
some enlightening, lifting you up, making you kind of shaking you by the shoulders and realize, hey, we only have so much time. We only have so much time. And I'm going to start looking at what's wrong. Even if you're driving, it's just get in the car and man, it's not pretty. People have to speed around you and drive slow and get. Am I going to let that ruin my day? Am I going to let that raise my blood pressure? Am I going to... that person's not out to get me. They don't even know me. It's... they're in another car. I'm not going to listen. You have a choice. Seriously, we have a choice how to react to that single situation. Even if it's really, really, really bad, we still have a choice. Now, I'm not saying you just brush it aside. They come up in other ways. They, you know, you have a couple of their in every party. What they're arguing about really is not themselves at all, but they're just mad at themselves. So that's why it's good to talk about something. Breathe. If you're sad, cry. Get it out. Nothing better than a good cry. And, you know, it's funny, a good cry. Because I would say I'm not a doctor. I'm a lifelong doctor. Crying all day, or if your hands stop breathing, but if you're like me and life is hard and you find encountering things, look how comfortable you can reach out my hand, open up my heart, and share what I think. Hope that you will open up life, maybe a little bit more comfortable. That life is short and really, 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 really easy. I got a chance to see the person. And every one of them feels like it was clapping and so excited because they're helpful. But that's my confidence in Christ. And, you know, when you think about it, when you zoom back, zoom in, and I'll say, I'm just saying, well, we get so worked up on the day, our problems are so big, and we can't even see that. You're going to be a miracle that you woke up. It's a miracle that we exist. And you got to look at life every day. Somebody says something about, oh, you shouldn't use the word awesome too much. And everything is awesome. Because even Lego, they have songs of, so everything is awesome. And it is, because that's how I choose to look at it. You can look at it if it's a problem. Awesome. Everything is awesome. But you can still, you know, they change the way you think. So you can look at it. And it's true. It's your perspective. Everything is added. It takes work. It takes, it's not like hard work, but it takes thought. It takes effort. It takes effort. It takes to realize what's going on. How am I reacting? I don't think it's too much trouble to get my attention. And that's what I'm here for. That's why I'm here listening. We're just women's. We feel the world, I'm so mad at the world. I feel like I can do it. That is my gift. A large capacity for love. Everybody has their gifts, and I think it's important to have self-awareness. You know, what are you here for? What gift do you share? I like to make people laugh, and I like to distract them from their problems, and I love just to bring a little sunshine back. To distract from something else. I'm a seeker of happiness. And I say out loud that I need it. And I came up with the saying this week, everything is okay. Which, you know, I always like to anticipate the negative reaction so I can really be thorough with what I'm saying. Huh? People are yelling. Everything is okay. And you're not okay with that. It's your choice. You know, and the other day I had a really tough day, and I was all upset. You really got to let it go. There's a couple of issues in that. I wanted to take them to this guy. Because, you know what? That's what we need. And a new day is that it came with different things that you thought were horrible yesterday. And every day I like to get out. I want to listen to the birds. Nature's free. You know, if we're all a little tight on money, nature's free. Let's head outside, look at the flowers, listen to the birds. Hopefully, it's not one better than the other, which has happened to me many times. It's everything with amazing and awesome. It's awesome. That's awesome. And everything is amazing. This is amazing what you want. It's your choice. Really, you are happy. The world is filled. You have found Body, Mind, Spirit Radio a great place, a great blessing in this world. Lots of great shows that you can listen to anytime. Maybe you're listening to me live right now. Maybe you're listening to me later. Live or later. I mean, here's a thing on the I don't want to share that with you. I have compassion with the doubt around us. And compassion reduces our fear and boosts our confidence and opens up to others. So it's about him. It's about me. Compassion reduces our fear, boosts our confidence, and opens us up to others. That's about you. Stop thinking about what you're thinking about. Start thinking about other people. Get out of your own head. Get out of your own mom's head. And realize that we are here to help others. How I do the show, it gives you, it helps you, it changes your perspective, gives you some things. I was there's a great movie called Hector, and my kid is happy to see all of us in person. But it's a really interesting movie in that they've raised some interesting points. One of them is like, does this person bring you predominantly A or B? No. Do you ever think about that? Do you think about the people you spend time with? Do they bring you up or down? The goal is to surround yourself with people. Seems to be not an easy thing to do in this world, but I am here to do it. I am not here to do it. I want to boost some people up. I always say to my kids that don't kind of boost yourself up by doing something. No, don't keep that. Not pleasant to be around, and all they do is criticize, and they tell you what you're doing. Does this person bring you up or bring you down? And also from this movie, they have a happiness is love for who you are. I think that happiness is being loved for who you are. A big part of you know who you are. Have you thought about it? Do you think about it? Do you know your strengths? I told you, I've meditated for a long time, and I came up with my big gift to the world. Please give me your dream as a heart. I only want to think about it. I only want to think about it. Share my love for later. That's judging and I'm finding it intriguing my kids that people are so uncomfortable talking about it. That's the most important in life. And I wasn't raised with a lot of visible affection or verbal affection. Actually, I told you my child was not a problem. I'm sorry. I so that's kind of how it goes. Being mad at somebody, let it go. Let it go. Control yourself. Control your moments. Control your thoughts. You are in control of yourself. Everything you see, everything you feel, everything you think, unless you have chemical disorder in your brain. And that does happen, and I want to acknowledge that, because I'm not saying what I'm suggesting. I'm not saying, oh, just get up and skip along, la la la. No, it takes time. It takes effort. I'm not saying it's difficult either. I'm just saying it's transcendence. There, I said, transcendence. Lift yourself up a little bit. I always say I like to walk 6 inches off the ground. And none of us know when those moments are. So I've been what I was. Since you've breast cancer, I had a son who had a tumor when he was a teenager. I had a partner who had cancer, and the lost book, you know, that's like, I'm not discounting, but I think it's a common place. It's given us a good time here. the universe or whoever put me in this spot right here in front of this microphone, and you are listening, and you can everything. And I don't have a reality show, and I don't have a makeup artist, and a hairdresser, and a wardrobe insured for $2 million, but I don't have a and the desire to have a good sense of humor. I don't really open up too much on the show here. But I do have a good sense of humor. I find humor pretty much in every single situation, to the point where it's probably too much for most people. So, you know, it's all about balance and mindfulness and knowing who you are. And then sometimes we comfort ourselves with food, alcohol, shopping, or many ways that just come out of that mindfulness. I'm all about self-comfort. So I looked up ways to comfort yourself, healthy ways to comfort yourself. The number one recommendation is stretch your body. Anxiety tends to hijack the body. While everyone stores anxiety in different places, like jaw, shoulder, just try to stand, stretch, reach your arms up, slowly fold. Stretch it out. Stretch out. You know, some people want you to hug it out. Well, great to take the anxiety and comfort yourself is to stretch it out. Another way, and I love this, is to take a shower. I don't know why Pisces and I don't. I'm not just waking up into it, but that seems like water. Nothing to put in the shower. Just get on the water. I don't like the mean water. Well, I mean, if you're trying to look at it, you can go, oh, my shower needs to be clean. Or you can just get water. And so it's hot water. It needs warm. It needs to be nice. It needs to be sometimes it needs to be nice. It's comfort yourself. Shower. Visualize a peak storm. Something that you pick from the sun, the ocean, the waves, to a cat. And it works. I've done it. I mean, I'm not a, I told you I'm pretty sensitive, but taking more my energy to get away from it all and visualize a peak storm. Are you aware? I would give up the moment, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not talking out loud, but there's a major conversation going on in my head. And it's, I'm rehashing something that went wrong. I'm upset. It's all in my head. You mind it. Not here on the radio or not. Another person. Stop the negative chatter in your brain. Have you ever stopped and realized what's going on? And then you wake up the little thing and you're. Being self-compassionate boosts mental health. It doesn't necessarily come naturally, but you are in control. You can stop it. You can stop compassion. Stop yourself from being depressed by simply stopping. It's that simple. Reach out. Reach out to people who you trust to support you. Why are they connected with others? Try to show why. I get to reach out. You can ground yourself. Stress strikes. You can actually come feel lightheaded and let your body. Another way to comfort yourself. I forget how much music moves and how much. Probably too much. It just, I listen to a song and I feel it throughout my whole body and my heart and my soul. And it's so good to listen to music. Maybe there's a song that's not necessarily harp music, but it makes you happy. And it brings back fond memories or puts you in a place that you can do better. So don't go out music. Don't forget. All my kids were born and little and you're so busy and then you just. Then practice mindfulness. And that doesn't mean sitting in a yoga pose. It's just simply focus on what you're doing right now. What it is, what your wish is. We are being in that moment when we have practice. your body. Of course, exercise is always the, I'm surprised it's not the number one thing out there, but, you know, when you're feeling stressed out and you're not necessarily reacting as easily as you should be, and exercise, that definitely helps. Picture the positive. Envisioning is very big. It's growing, and I love my buddy James Mates. If you ever have a chance to look him up, some of the I'm calling it just hypnotism. Really, hypnotism is all about finding training yourself to conscious. Envision, feel, see yourself doing what you want to do. Feel, feel something. You're, halfway there, but you're on the road. Sometimes you just need to comfort yourself too. Look at the situation from a bigger perspective. Like I was saying earlier, we're out on this planet. We're just a little. You need 30 steps on this planet, then you get all worked up from stress and you can come home. You see, in perspective of what you're going through in that moment is really only wonderful. Another thing is practice alternating the most quickly. We can try to do this without meeting up stress by all those things.
Y'all
know that we like people to show us kindness, that's because kindness reduces emotional distance. So we feel more comfortable. Evolutionary ancestors have to be born. Stronger the emotional bond, greater the chances of survival. Stronger the kindness chance for action. And kindness is contagious. When we're kind, we inspire others to be kind. Studies show that it actually creates a ripple effect that spreads outward to our friends, and our friends' friends. 3 degrees of separation. This is how we can play each other's friendly mind. So acts of kindness are the most dimension of our lives and inspire us. So this will talk to me. And of course, that being kind to yourself, and thank you for the show about the piece of love. Sentiment, loving yourself. Moment to moment of meditation. As I said, everything is okay. This is how you feel. Nothing is a common question. It's only a problem. We need some more. I mean, like me, they seek our happiness. Look at the best in life. Every morning I wake up and I said that mental mind chatter. What's good about today? Something good's gonna happen. I expect it. I anticipate it. I look forward to it. And maybe I didn't get the movie contract, but something. You gotta know yourself, and you gotta love yourself, and have a secret. So that's judging more loving. But I'm here for you. I love to speak to your group, organization. Expanding on these, if you're interested, or just saying, hey, thanks, or hey, crazy, or whatever. It's a lot of connection. Put yourself out there and on your life. I would love to hear from you. And please love yourself, and please make the most of it. And thanks so much.